All right. Thank you, Tara. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. All right. Am I speaking to Manuel?
Yes.
Hey, Manuel. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's not, you know, it's Friday. It's Halloween, and got to take the kids trick-or-treating later on today, so that's going to be pretty fun. Got my costume already, so. All right. I know you were speaking to Tara. She does a really good job of explaining kind of the basics of what we do. And you did mention you're the owner of the business, and also I see that you have a couple things online. What are you currently using to get new clients in for business?
We're using Angie.
Okay, cool. How's that working out for you?
Pretty well. I got a few calls coming in.
That's
but
awesome.
If we're able to get our advertisement out in different forms, like through Google, if somebody does a Google search, that does help us out quite a bit.
Yeah, most definitely. That's exactly what we're talking about today. So, you know, I just want to explain, you know, the major benefits, and we'll get to price, okay? I'll make sure I get you the best possible price. By the way, I just want to throw it out there. Today we do have a holiday special. So every the owner's a huge Halloween fanatic. So he does like this special every Halloween. So you get a huge percentage waived off your setup fee, which is good. So everything that we do here is month to month. There's no contracts. And what we do here, so you're in Meridian, Texas, right? Are you able to travel a little bit more for clients?
Yeah. We're comfortably able to go up to 2 hours away.
Got it. And I'm looking at your services, like your main bread and butter, you know, would you say would be fencing? Or, I mean, I know you do sheds, barns, a little bit of carports and other, you know, metal buildings. But what would you say your bread and butter is?
More of steel buildings.
Steel buildings. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I have an acre of land, and I was thinking about getting a steel carport. I got a lot of cars. And only got a two-car garage, so I think that'll help out. So for example, just to give you an idea, right, if someone were to type in, you know, that search on Google, once again, our goal is to get you on that first page. So there's two different platforms that we have available for you. Number one is the Google Business Profile, which is, you know, the little red dot where you're located. And what we would do is anytime anyone is typing in, you know, fencing, steel buildings, if they're looking for sheds, playhouse, right, carports, metal buildings, fabrication, you know, those are just examples of keywords, right? When people are typing in that on Google, you know, we make sure that you're coming up on, you know, on that first page. Now, I don't see a website for the company. Do you have a website by chance?
I currently do not. That's currently being getting processed.
Okay. So are you paying someone already for it, or are you just thinking about getting a website?
Thinking about it.
Okay. So one of the things that we do, especially today with the setup fee being waived, we include a website at no additional cost. So we would have a www. You know, the name of the company, Steel Tax Construction, LLC. And you can, you know, I'm pretty sure you have pictures of before and after work you've done. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, people are very visual, right, Matt? You know, so, you know, people love to see the type of work that you do. And that's where the website comes in. So with the website, we're able to, you know, upload videos as well, you know, pictures, the services you offer, and then they can leave you a review and schedule an appointment directly from the website. So it's a full customized website, right? It's not a little, you know, landing page. It's a full customized website. What other platforms do you use to get your business out there besides Angie's? Do you have, like, a Facebook listing by chance?
That I currently do not. We were eventually going to get a Facebook page set up to where we can post more pictures and videos out there as well.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. So you're at the right place. So we actually provide a business Facebook page. If you have a personal Facebook, that's what you need in order to create a business one. So I don't know if you ever experienced this, where, you know, you're looking for something on Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden, you know, that populates on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Or even talking? Yeah, so those are called Facebook retargeting ads, and we also include that in this package. So we allocate $100 towards that campaign, and by far, when it comes to, you know, I would say when it comes to home services like yours, that's the best deal, because most people on Facebook, you know, it's an older crowd, and they actually own homes, right? We don't do any of the TikTok and Instagram. I mean, people don't go and look for a carport or a still building. You know, they're influencers. So, it's a different platform. But when it comes to Facebook, you know, we know that the more that people see your name out there, the more opportunities you're going to get more customers. So we also put you on Yelp, which is another really good resource to get more leads coming in. And Yelp is now partnered up with Apple. So, you know, if you have an iPhone, you're going to see the Yelp reviews and the Yelp listings. So that's something that we're going to be able to program you for. And then last but not least, we also get you on Bing, which is another, you know, search engine like Google, but it's not quite there, right? So it's, you know, it's still there, but it's not as big as Google. So, you know, let me just give you an example. So you're doing fencing as well. You know, for example, we got people like Rudy's Fencing, Lynn's Fencing, CAS Welding and Fencing Services. I don't know if you know any of these companies in the area by chance.
Barrera Fencing. Rudy's Fencing actually is my great uncle's company.
Okay, awesome. There you go. So they're actually they're using Google, right? And they're on that first page. And you know, they do have, I don't see they have a website, which, you know, one of the things that I recommend when you get on Google, when we get you optimized there, are two things, right? And this is something that I take very serious, because as a Google Premier partner, we want to make sure that your company is successful, right? But at the end of the day, you know, there's two things that really draw attention to your business. So when you're looking for something online, let's say you're looking for a restaurant or a hotel or even, you know, a place to have, you know, a couple of drinks, what do you, like, how do you make your decision when you're looking for a business?
See the distance, where it's
right,
gonna be at,
there you go.
And the pricing.
Okay, great. And then besides the pricing, right, and then the distance and everything, you also look at reviews. Like, let's say you want to go to a restaurant, but let's say you have a 2-star review, or 2 stars, right? Would you want to go there?
More likely not.
Exactly, right? You're like, nah, well, maybe I get to, maybe I have to drive me two miles a little bit further, but you know what? It's worth it, because the reviews are much better for that other restaurant, right? And then pricing too, you're right. So if you look at websites, you know, depending on what kind of, you know, if it's a restaurant, they'll have pricing on the website. But if they don't even have a website or a menu to look at, you're like, oh man, and then they don't have any good reviews, you're more likely not going to go to that restaurant. I mean, that's just factual, right? So, you know, with this, is that's two things that I always recommend to my clients is, always look for, you know, getting those reviews when you're done with the job, and then also, you know, get as many pictures as possible to showcase on Google or on the internet, right? So, for something like this, right, this is a month-to-month service, and once again, there's absolutely no contracts. So, you know, the initial setup is usually $299, so we're waiving $200 off the setup today for the holiday special. Holiday, same thing, right? And then, so the first initial investment is $448, and then after that is $349 every single month, right? So that's a month-to-month service, and that's absolutely no contract. So you're saving $200 today for that holiday special, and that would stay the same, right? That payment would not go up. We don't charge per lead. We don't charge per call. You know, it's something that, you know, people will call you directly, right? So that's the difference between this and other platforms. So what you're doing, Manuel, is you're actually getting your company on Google as a sole entity. That's what you're really doing. Make sense? You're really getting your business out there. You're having your website professionally done. You have yourself on other platforms like Facebook, those retargeting ads, Yelp, as well as, you know, Apple Maps, Bing. Those are the major big things that people look at when it comes to marketing. And then once again, that's what you're doing for your own business. You're not paying another platform like Angie's or HomeAdvisor. If you were to cancel that service, all the reviews or whatever you have established there, they're gone. With Google, if you were to cancel our services, you keep all that in place, right? So you don't have to, you know, obviously, you know, like pay a platform. You have the business, you're the owner of the business profile on Google, right? So that's something that we would be able to do for you. And I would definitely take advantage of the holiday special. Once again, it's it saves you a huge amount of money on the setup, right, to get things going. Any other day you would pay the full $299, as far as, you know, as far as getting you set up and programmed in. So, are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I want to send you a couple things right now so you can kind of check the web. So I'm going to send you an example of the website that we can build for you. And like I said, I think you said you have pictures of before and after work you've done. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or just pictures of work you've done. Okay, cool. So that's very, very important. And then I'm assuming the logo that you have here on HomeAdvisor, that's the logo you use as well, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So that's the logo we can also put on your website as well. But I just want to give you this is a general contractor website, not necessarily or matter of fact, let me see if I have an example of fencing. Oh, yeah, I do, fencing contractor. But this is just an example. Once again, it's not going to be – you can also have metal building or whatever the case may be on your website as the front, you know, front picture. But that's an example. So I just sent it over to you in a text. The other thing I'm sending to you is our Google partnership badge. So we've been in business for 20 years here, and out of those 20 years, 10 years have been a partnership with Google. So Google has companies like ours to fill positions on that first page. And then one of the things I wanted to show you, too, is our original pricing. So it's obviously the pricing I'm going to send you right now, it's not going to be your pricing because we're getting you that discount. But if you look at the messages that I sent, you can kind of check out a little bit of what we're going to be able to do for you. So this is a, you know, month-to-month program. Is this something you want to get started for your business?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to verify a couple things. And what we're going to do is we're going to have an onboarding call with one of our technicians. Quick question. This is not necessary. Is it okay if I call you Manny or do you go Manuel?
Manny would be fine.
Okay. My middle name is Manuel, too. So my name is Christian Manuel. So people call me Manny sometimes. So I was just wanted to make sure I could call you Manny. So, okay.
Oh, no, it's all good because my middle name is Manuel as well.
Okay, cool. All right. But so what is your name? Your name's not Manuel?
It's Juan Manuel, but everybody around here knows me as Manny.
Got it. Okay. I just want to make sure. Juan Manuel. So for account purposes, is it okay if I put Juan Manuel? Is that okay?
You can, but it'll also be okay if it just be Manuel.
Okay, cool. I just wanted, this is just not for the public, obviously. We're not going to have people, you know, have your name online, but okay. So we'll just put Manuel. We'll do that. So one of the things I wanted to just verify, for the business, I see that you have your LLC. That means that you have insurance. You have a license for the business?
Licenses? No.
Okay, no worries. It's not necessary.
But we do have our insurance to do work.
That's completely fine. You don't need a license in order to get your company on Google, so that's completely okay. And then, so as far as the company Steel Tax, I see a capital S and then capital T together, right? Just want to make sure that's how you want it listed on Google. And you want to include the LLC. Okay, so we'll do that as well. And then we're going to send a verification to your address. So there's a couple ways of verifying you on Google, and one of our technicians is going to help you out. We have access to Google's back office, so we have direct access to them. But in order for them to verify you, I just want to make sure that we have an address. The address that I see here for the business is 153 A Hanna Street, Meridian, Texas. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I just want to make sure that that's coming up correctly. All right, cool. So, yep, I got that. Hanna Road, Hanna Street. Okay. All right. So, and then a few other questions I have for you. I just want to make sure that we have an email for the business. What's a good email for the business? Or it could be a personal one as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be.
Okay, because, yeah, we do have a business email.
This is just to get correspondence with you. As far as your website, we can always put your business email. It's up to you. This is just for us to get in touch with you.
Oh, then, yes. Every day I'm checking the company email regardless.
Okay, cool. What's your company email?
It's steeltexconstruction at gmail.com.
Construction. Okay. At gmail.com. Okay, cool. Yep, it's a valid one. Cool, we have the little Google system, and as soon as we type something in, and it populates, which is good. All right, and then one of the things I wanted to ask as far as account purposes as well is we're not going to put your, showcase your last name, but what is your last name? This is once again for account purposes.
Acevedo. It's A-C-E-V-E. D-O.
Okay, cool. Do you speak Spanish as well or no?
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's really good.
Both me and my partner are both bilingual, so
that's
going to
awesome.
Be an issue when it comes to work.
That's really good. That's good to hear. Yo hablo español también. No muy bien, pero más o menos, ¿verdad? Me trato de defender. Es más para la comunidad latina, so we have to, you know? Okay, cool. So, and we got that there. And then just some basic information about the business. So, you know, what would you consider you want to be listed on Google for hours of operation? Once again, these are not hours that, you know, it's kind of hard for someone to say, I need you, like, right now to build me a carport, or I need a metal building fabrication right now, right? But this is just for people to give you a call. When would you feel comfortable receiving calls from clients?
Because I talked with my partner a few days ago when we were setting one up with Angie, and we don't really have a time schedule.
Right.
But, like, for business-wise, I would like to have it to where it's, like, 7 to 6.
7 to 6. Okay. And then remember, this is just really so they can see what time to really call you for the most part, right? So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. This is just for you to receive calls and you feel comfortable receiving calls. This is not really like, you know, like when you're going to have the availability to do the jobs. So you want to have it from 7 to 6, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And is it also possible to have a second number as well?
For people to call you?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
because
yeah.
That
so
way, if I don't answer, my partner might be able to answer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll notate that number here in 1 second. I'm just putting this information in real quick. And so for Monday through Friday, right, or Monday through Saturday or Monday through Sunday, what would you say?
Yeah. I'll say Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. All right. Sounds good. I have you listed there. And then as far as the keywords, you know, obviously we're going to put you – one thing I wanted to ask you, are you guys also doing commercial or just residential?
Mostly residential, agricultural style.
Okay.
If we do happen to end up with commercial, I don't know if it becomes more of an issue with
licensing.
Permanence and licensing.
Okay. Yeah, let's stick to residential, agricultural. Yeah, let's stick right now to residential. And here's the thing, you're not married to the keywords. You can always interchange keywords whenever you like. Matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to have an onboarding call later on today with one of our technicians, at your, you know, time that you have available. And they're going to really do homework on some of the keywords. So they're going to really dig deep into the Google Analytics to see how people are searching for your services. And they're going to give you some suggestions. So you can always change keywords whenever you like. You're not married to them, you know. So
okay. You
can always add it whenever you like. If you want to open it up for commercial in the near future, you can always do that as well. Okay, so you did mention that you guys are insured, which is good. Okay. Currently not licensed. It's okay. No worries. And then one of the things I wanted to ask you, so I know that you're in Meridian. What are some of the cities you really want to target, or what radius would you say?
I like to say Waco, Cleburne, Hillsboro. If we can get some up in Dallas or Fort Worth, that'll be great.
Okay.
But just anywhere within like a 2-hour radius.
Okay. All right, we can do that. You said Cleaver, and then you said Dallas. And what was the other one? Fort Worth? There was one city I just missed.
Waco or Hillsboro?
Hillsboro, that's what it is. Okay, we'll put that radius around, and then once again, our technician will also suggest any other cities that, you know, you might be interested in and see if that's something that you're able to do as well. So you could always go ahead.
Is it possible you can also add on Stephenville? Because I know there is quite
absolutely
a bit of work out there, especially how that's a college town.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, cool. Hey, if anything comes up, too, with when it comes to the client onboarding call, you can always have the technician add any other cities you like as well. So this is just for, like,
okay,
you know, the notation for the account for our technician. And then one of the things I wanted to ask you, you said you had a personal Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, you know, in order for us to create a business Facebook page, they're not going to intermix, so that's a good thing. So don't be scared that they're going to see your personal stuff. You know, you need a personal in order to create a business one. They're going to be completely separate, different profiles, okay? But they're going to be connected
okay
with your personal one, which is good. For the website we're going to build for you, you know, one of the things that I always suggest is just keep, you know, if you have photos of stuff you've done, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be before and after, but, you know, any photos that you have of work you've accomplished, that's great, or any videos as well. So when we do have that onboarding call later on today, we're going to put that on your website. So, and then later on, you can get a little fancy. I do have a company that does, like, huge, like, garage. Like, this is more for, like, what are those, for the airplanes? What are those called? Those, goodness gracious. Hangers, yes. He's doing like hangers, like commercial big hangers, right? So like, anyhow, like he's got like, this little cool thing where he has a drone that just kind of goes around the hangar and it goes through the hangar. It was just so cool the way he did it. But, you know, that's something that you can think about in the near future just to get, you know, get more business out there. I think he just hired a guy for like $50 or $100 or whatever. And it came out really cool. So. But yeah, you can add videos on your website as well. So that's another cool thing that we can also do for you. All right, cool. So we got that already. Okay. All right, cool. So everything seems to be good here. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and read a 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection. You're also going to get your invoice, as well, which is good. That's anything that you spend on marketing, just so you know, you know, you can get a tax write-off for the business, right? So just any invoices that you get or you pay, that's something that I want you just to keep in mind, right, for tax purposes. So it's definitely helpful. And then let me just put in this credit here so that way you get that set of fee waived. Let's see. Yeah, that's the main thing, man. I want to get you that set up fee for sure. That $200 waived. I'll save you a ton of money there. All right. And then, let's see. Give me 1 second. All right. And then I'm going to look at the client onboarding calendar for our technician. Do you have time this afternoon, or would maybe Monday work better for you? What you know?
I'll say Monday.
Okay. We can always do Monday. And if you like, you can always have your partner available for that call, so that's not an issue. The most important part is really having that listing for the business. That's the most important thing. Okay, so we got that. And you mentioned you're bilingual too, right? So we'll put that on your account. So you take Spanish and English. That's really good. I see that a lot of bilingual businesses are much more successful because then you're able to accommodate to the Spanish community, right?
Yeah.
So that's really good. Okay, so we got that there. And then, all right, put in that credit. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read this 90-second voice verification. Once again, it's for your protection, and I'm going to read that here in the next few seconds. So in order to secure the listing at the 448 to start with, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay, cool. So if you can give me those numbers, I'll repeat them for accuracy, and then we'll read that verification. You're going to receive your invoice, and then we'll see what time is available for your client onboarding call Monday.
Okay. Okay, you ready for the card?
Yeah, go ahead.
5 5
14.
Okay.
4198.
Okay.
2811. 2136.
All right, let me repeat that back to you. I got 5514, 4198, 2811. I got 2136. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
06 of 29.
06 of 29. Okay, and the security code in the back of the card?
589.
589. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this 90-second voice verification. So if there's anything you don't understand on this voice verification, just let me know, hey, Chris, can you explain that to me? I'll be able to repeat that for you and then obviously explain it further. But this is just, once again, to say it's month-to-month, no contract, and make sure that you understand, you know, the service agreement on behalf of the business. So it starts by saying, you know, oh, that's a Spanish one. Never mind. I could read Spanish, but here, let's do the English one. Okay, here we go. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Steel Techs Construction.
Okay, great. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Manuel Acevedo, owner.
Okay, thank you. Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, great. And let's see. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, great. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do for you, Manny, is we're gonna get you an actual security question. So when we call from Local Splash, you know it's us. So you get to choose from three different options. You get to choose from your mother's maiden name. You get to choose from your first pet's name or the city you were born in. What question would you like to have?
I'll say mother's maiden name.
Okay, cool. We can put that in there. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Alvarado.
Alvarado, okay. So, Acevedo Alvarado. I mean, close. Very, okay. Okay. All right, so I'll put that in there. So basically, if someone calls and, and they're saying they're Local Splash, you want to just say, hey, okay, well, what's my security question? And then they should know it. Anybody in the company will have access to this, okay? So this is just for your protection, so you know it's not another company trying to scam you or something, you know? So you never know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got that there. All right, now it says, let's see. Okay, go back to this. All right, so as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives documentation. This is to get you verified on Google. So they might ask you for pictures of work you've done. They might ask you for proof of insurance, any information about the business. All they're doing is wanting to make sure you're a business and you're not like a robot. So, would you have that information and be submitted within the first 7 days of the account?
I can, yes.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Now, with that being said, it also says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if there's another company trying to sell you something similar, just give us a call. We don't want you to pay for something else. That's what we're doing, right? Like, if you want to cancel with us and go with another company, you can do that. But at the end of the day, we don't want you to acquire another business that it's like another company that's doing the same thing we are. So you don't have to spend money on something. You see what I mean? Yeah. So, okay, got it. And then, so we are processing the payment. And once again, we have you at a reduced rate. We waive $200 off your setup fee. So the first initial investment would be $448 and then $349 every month after that. And that would be on the 31st of the month. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Our client support number is I'll send this to you through text, but it's 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative, to cancel, right? So if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, so it's a month to month, right? But we want to make sure we give enough time for this to go, and go into fruition. If you cancel within the first 90 days, there may be an early termination fee, right? Depending on the circumstances, but we want to make sure that you're, trying this for at least 3 months to see the results, right? You're going to see the results fairly quickly, but we want to make sure that we get everything in place. Do you agree to the cancellation terms and agreements?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we got that already done. Give me 1 second. All right, cool. So details. Okay. Cool. So did you receive an invoice by chance?
I have received a few emails, Steph.
Perfect. Okay. All right, cool. So one is your welcome, right? So welcome to Local Splash. The other one is your invoice. When you open up your invoice, it'll have your terms and conditions, and that's you can always print that out for tax purposes. And one of them, you just have to put in your first and last name. I have it as just Manuel, right? And then your last name. And then, that's going to give you access to your client dashboard. So another cool thing that we have is our company invested tons of money into an application. So we have our Local Splash app, and you can download it through iPhone or Android. But that's an awesome thing, so you can keep track of all the leads you get and everything else. But once you get to the onboarding call on Monday, we can have the technician go over it. Just something I want to let you know. But did you receive that invoice or the terms and conditions as well?
Terms and conditions. I don't think I did. Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, cool. So when you go in there, once again, you can type in your first and last name, and that'll activate your account for the client dashboard. So you got everything there. And then I'm looking at the client onboarding schedule as well to see what time can work for you and the technician. So I'm pulling that up right now. Oops. Let me see. What time you think would just kind of off the top of your head would work for you? But mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
I'll say evenings.
Evenings. Okay. So we're open all the way till 6 p.m. So what do you say? Maybe 5 p.m. or maybe 4?
Four.
Okay.
I'll say four.
Let me look into this and see. See if that's available. It should be available because usually, all right. I'm looking it up right now for you. Okay. And then right now, also grab your partner's phone number as well. So don't think I forgot about that. So that way, and we put that as part of the account as well. Okay. So,
okay.
Yep. All right. So for Monday, oh, wow. Monday's the 3rd already. Wow. This year's gone so fast. It's crazy. Okay. Yep. Monday I do have, 4 available. Yep. So I'll put you down for 4. You're going to receive, an invitation for your onboarding, here in the next few minutes. And, that's going to be sent to your email, the one that we have here for the company email. So, and we'll have it in English. All right. All right, so that should be here in your inbox. It's just an invitation for an onboarding call for Monday, November 3rd. So that should be in your inbox. It should be there any second now. And then I wanted to grab your partner's phone number. Do you have that handy?
Yeah, Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. So I'll put this in the account and notate it as well.
Okay, his number is 254.
Okay.
978.
Okay.
2737.
2737. I gotcha. Okay, so I'll repeat it to you. I got 254-978-2737, right?
Yes.
Okay, and your partner's name?
Absalon.
Okay.
It's APSALON.
Gotcha. All right. Got it. I got it here already. Okay, cool. So we're all set. Everything's set for the onboarding call on Monday at 2 p.m. Both of you guys can be within that call. The call takes about 30 minutes. So a couple things that, you know, I suggest you have, you know, ready or kind of have handy is, you know, pictures, also pictures of your logo if you have it so we can include it to your website. If you have any other, you know, keywords that you want to add or any other cities, you know, things like that. Once again, the call is only going to be 30 minutes. We block off an hour for your, just to see if there's any questions you may have. But once again, we want to make sure it's, you know, it's within that time frame. And then, so, you know, I just want to let you know the, some of the timeline. So, you know, when it comes to getting your website and everything else, that's very quickly. We can get that done within, 5 to 7 days. The client onboarding call, once again, is going to be Monday. So after that, it'll, you know, it'll take 5 to 7 days for your website. We're going to get your Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. We're going to get you verified. That's, you know, hopefully that same week. So what I suggest is please be attentive to those phone calls that you get from our company, because if you are not proactive in your campaign, it can take up to 45 to 60 days. Like, cause people procrastinate. So please, Manny, I tell you, you know, get it done. Get on the calls with the technician so you can get Google verified, and that way it doesn't take the 45 to 60 days. I've seen a lot of people just, oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. And then it's like, hey, you know, do you want to be on Google? Do you want business coming in? And, you know, the more you push it, the longer it takes, okay? So I just want to make sure we're on the same page for that. All right, everything set. Do you have any other questions for me or anything else I can answer? I'm sending you right now as well my direct number. My name is Chris Hernandez. That's my last name. And then you have my direct number and my extension. It should be in a text message right now. So let me know if you were able to receive that. It just came in right now through text message. There you go.
Okay.
You got it? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So it says, hi, this is Chris. Let's try, you know, so my extension is 247. The number, the 877, that's our customer service number. So, or our mainline number. So if you want to get to me, type in 247 and I'll be able to answer. If I don't answer right away, leave a quick voicemail, or you can also text me and I'll get back to you. I'm on the line with multiple clients as well. So just letting you know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Manny, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to, you know, to speak with us. Thank you so much for giving us our trust. And then, you know, please don't miss out that call on Monday. If there's anything that comes up and you can't attend that phone call, you know, please shoot me a message or give me a phone call, and then we'll be able to, you know, to get it going for you or reschedule. Okay?
Okay.
I know once you get this established, man, this is going to be a game changer for your business. Why? Because you're going to put yourself on Google, just like your uncle's company. But one of the things I suggest, and you can talk to your uncle, is have him get more reviews. He only has one review, which is okay.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I'm about to say that because that company no longer exists.
Makes sense.
It's like quite a bit.
Sorry to hear that, man. I apologize. Well, one of the things that I suggest, you know, for your business is to get those reviews so that way you can get more business coming in. So even friends or family, Manny, like even your friends or family, even your partner, for his friends and family, the more reviews you guys have, Google's not going to verify who left your review, right? That's something they don't do.
Mm-hmm.
But the more reviews you get on there, I'm telling you, you know, the better success you're going to have online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, Manny, thank you so much. We'll be in touch Monday. Have a good weekend. Happy Halloween. And thank you once again.
Okay. Oh, I got one question, though.
Sure.
Before you
go ahead. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Your number to text you personally, is it the 247 and then the rest of the numbers instead of
you
the 877?
You can text me on this number, on the number that I just, the number I've been texting you. So if you text back right now to that message that I just sent you, I'll be able to text you back.
Okay.
Yeah, so the text trail that we've been having, you could text me back on that and I'll get it. So like if you text me now, I'll be able to get it.
Okay. And what time do you usually respond back on these messages?
Fairly quickly. When it comes to, so if I'm not on the phone, I get that message through email as well. So if, let's say you message me through the platform, I get these messages right away. So I get it through email, an email verification, and I also get, the verification on here on our CRM. You haven't texted me, right? Just to make sure.
Yes, I haven't.
Okay, cool. I just like, okay, I'm like, wait a minute. Am I supposed to wait for a text? Yeah, but you know, so yeah, we get it. So we get it through our CRM and we also get it through our email. I'm always checking our emails because, you know, I've been here for 7 years, man. I got hundreds and hundreds of clients that I, you know, work with me. So my email is my life and then also my CRM. So anything that comes in, I get a notification through email and then through the CRM system. So I respond fairly quickly. You know, a phone call as well, like if I don't answer the phone call, you can always leave a voicemail and I'll be able to get back to you. Usually the reason I don't answer is because I'm on the phone with a client or onboarding someone or, you know, anything like that, right? So that's something that, you know, if I don't answer quickly, I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. But, you know, those are the reasons why.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Anything comes up, text me or call me and I'll be here for you. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. You as well.
Bye-bye.